Time to get some no-nonsense building advice from our mate Ken Lees. How are you this morning, Ken?
Good, thank you, mate. Yeah, really good.
That's the way. In the middle of winter and in the middle of summer, this is when we really find out that our insulation is no good, isn't it?
Now, insulation, the great unknown. It's a bit like how many animals did Noah get on the ark? There's all different ratings and all different designs. Basically, it's all been kicked off of the state government's BASIC reports, which is a method of designing residential houses to conserve energy or use power, not use power, and therefore not have to build power stations. So the idea of insulation is in ceilings and walls, sometimes under floors, it has a lot of good points, but some of it's a cheaper product coming from overseas, and you know it's can cause a few problems.
This sounds like an odd question, but does insulation wear out? Does it lose its effectiveness over time?
Well, here's what happens. Okay, you've been around. What happens is you lay it on your ceiling, and it has what they call an R2 or an R2.5 rating, an R5 rating. That rating is its resistance to transference of heat. The R2.5 is a common one. You put that through your ceilings and you're going to have a nice cool house in the summer.
Right.
Not so, because if you get dust storms and you get a lot of age-related dust up in your ceilings and it lays on top of the insulation, it effectively puts a fine dusty membrane over the top of the insulation. And that's where the heat penetrates. It goes into the top of the insulation and it's supposed to slow down before it gets to the ceiling.
Right.
Well, that stops all that. The little fine dusty membrane warms up and next thing you know, it comes through in a hell of a hurry and you've got a really hot house. It's not only that, some of the insulation that's coming from overseas, it might take 3 hours for the heat to permeate through the 50 mil or 75 mil thickness of the blanket. It also takes that long to get back out again.
Goodness
me. So you can wake up in the morning and your house is just as hot as it was you went to bed.
So, Ken, does that mean I've got to send the missus up into the ceiling space to vacuum up the insulation so I can get rid of that fine level of dust?
That means you're running an old bloke that's an insulation skeptic. That's what it means. But generally speaking, in walls, we're doing a job up there at Alamara at Sandy Hollow. I've designed a whole manager's house there. And on the walls, I've got insulated panels, a bit like they put around trees, and it's an architectural product.
Mm.
And that's excellent. Its rating is R3. Now, that house, we're not even going to air condition it because the walls are all insulated.
Really?
Finished product, yep.
Well, that'll save a lot on the electricity bill too.
Well, that's the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
But it's an upmarket product. It's not slag wool you put up on the ceiling, but it does the job and you can paint it. And it's a single skin timber wall, not brick veneer. So.
Well, that sounds like a plan for the future to save electricity and keep the house cool. For more no-nonsense building advice, make sure you give Ken a call on 0414 49448. Ken, thank you very much. You have a fantastic Christmas and we'll speak in 2021.
I'll be there, Andrew. No problem.